Framed photos of smiling children nestled among Christmas ornaments. A little girl wears women's heels in one photo. Hallmark Channel presents
It's beginning to
A Shoe Addict's Christmas.
Like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
A blonde woman in a home packs her purse. She touches her neck and walks to a rack of hanging necklaces. She picks up a gold cross necklace and holds it to her neck in the mirror, then frowns and hangs it back up. Credits: Candace Cameron Bure, Luke McFarlane, Vanessa Matsui, Dan Wilmot, Maria Ricosa, Christian Broom, Tanika Davis. A city center of tall skyscrapers dusted with snow. Shop windows show lavish displays of Christmas trees and Santa toys. People in coats fill the sidewalks. Inside a department store, they bustle around shopping. The woman works in a shoe department, hanging gold garland on a tree. A man in a suit and glasses approaches her.
Wow, Noel!
Oh, Alex! Great, here, hold these.
Branches.
More Christmas decorations.
Can never have too much Christmas,
says the woman named Noel.
My mother loved the holidays. You know, she wanted to name me Jingle, but my dad talked her out of it.
Well, my mother only likes the retail aspect of Christmas, so let's not overdo it, okay?
Oh, speaking of your mother, Mrs. Fulton, hello, Merry Christmas.
Hello, Noel. Alex, is there a reason your HR manager is decorating the store? I wouldn't think that would be on her list of job responsibilities.
Well, no, of course not, but,
I volunteered to help. It's 3 weeks until Christmas, so all hands on deck. The halls.
Well, I'm half expecting Santa's elves to appear and burst into song, so I think we can assume the halls are fully decked. Besides, shouldn't you be working on the Christmas charity gala for the fire station?
I have already talked to Captain Pearson, and we're meeting this week.
Fulton's is the major sponsor for the first time this year, so we have to make a good impression. Think tasteful, elegant, refined.
I'll make sure it's all taken care of.
Alex turns to Noel.
Are you sure everything's taken care of? This is very important, Noel.
Alex, don't worry. Besides, a fancy charity gala means I have an excuse to buy a new pair of shoes.
Everyone should have someone in their life who looks at them the way you look at footwear.
But they're more than just footwear. I mean, they're an expression of our mood. They're happy or serious or fun or flirty. Every pair tells a story.
Well, just make sure the story they tell is one my mother will approve of.
Alex, I promise, the shoes and the fire station gala will be tasteful, elegant, and refined.
Thank you so much.
Alex walks away and Noel grins down at the gold and black high heels in her hands. The exterior of a stone firehouse. Firefighters hop out of the engine.
Nice work out there, Jake. I especially like the part where you slid down the fire escape to get back to the truck.
Well, it was faster than taking the stairs and more fun.
But not exactly appropriate behavior for a future deputy chief.
Hey, should we do Secret Santa for our Christmas party this year?
Peter, in all the years that you've known me, has changing the subject ever worked?
Never. Look, Teddy, it's not a done deal yet. I don't want to talk about it and jinx it.
You sure it's not because you have a second boss?
Yeah, I mean, it's an office job, Jake. You're not going to miss being out on the front lines with us.
It's called a career path. Can't slide down fire escapes for the rest of my life.
Why not? Lots of people do. Your dad did.
Yeah, my dad, the hero firefighter. But it's time I grow up, do my own thing. The only bad part is how much you guys are going to miss me.
Oh, I think we'd find a way to muddle through.
Nah, you guys are going to be devastated without me. It's going to kill you.
Yeah, just for that, you're stowing the rest of the equipment.
Sorry, no can do. I'm moving into my new place tonight.
In the store, a tree of red heels.
A Christmas shoe tree, Lorna? I love it.
I knew you would. Here.
Hands her a shoe.
You know, a picture of this would be inspiring. Maybe even the most inspiring photo of the year.
Oh, Lorna, come on.
You need to enter the contest this year. They're showing entries at the Christmas charity gala, so it's like kismet.
I haven't taken photographs in years.
Submit the one of the woman by the Christmas tree.
That is a great picture.
You're a great photographer.
Yeah, well, I gave that up. Now I'm a great human resources manager.
When I recommended you for this job, it was supposed to be temporary. Just something to help you pay the bills while you got over what's-his-face.
His name is Matt.
I know. I just prefer what's-his-face. Noel, that was 3 years ago. You need to get over him.
I am over him.
You still follow his Instagram.
He's still a photographer.
Sweetie, it is time for you to get back out in the world, personally and professionally.
Lorna, this may not be my dream job, but I am making the best of it.
Noelle, you know I love you. But this isn't a time for you to be making the best of it. It's a time for you to be filled with the spirit of Christmas.
We work in retail, but I'm just trying to get through Christmas alive.
Lorna frowns.
Look, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I promise I'm okay. I work with great people. My dad and I are good, and I have a best friend like you.
You're only saying that because I always get you shoes for Christmas.
No, it's because I love you.
They hug.
And because of the shoes.
Okay, this year, I'm gonna switch it up. I'm thinking boots, like those black ones you used to have.
Yes, I love those.
They walk off, arm in arm. Nighttime, Noelle walks on a sidewalk. She pulls out her phone and scowls at it. Photos of a man and woman embracing, the woman holding up the ring on her wedding finger. Noelle gapes and rolls her eyes, then continues trudging. Snow falls on a family home festooned with icicle lights.
Hey, Dad.
I need to revisit on a Tuesday.
I'm sure that at some point I'd come on a Tuesday.
Well, you call on Friday and you visit on a Sunday. The only time you visit on a Tuesday is if it's a holiday or if something's wrong.
Actually, there is something.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Sorry, there is what?
Nothing.
She steps away from her dad on the sofa and picks up a framed photos. A little blonde girl with her mom trying on women's red heels.
You two love to play dress up. And her shoes. We could have had a much bigger house if it hadn't been for your mother and her shoes.
Yeah, it runs in the family.
Still love the necklace?
I do.
I never see you wear it.
Oh, it never goes with my shoes.
You hungry? I could,
No, I'm fine. I should get going.
We just got here.
Yeah, but you're busy and I don't want to bother you. I'll just, I'll call you Friday.
And see you Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, you sure nothing's wrong?
Yeah, I'm sure. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
She goes out. Dad frowns after her. The exterior of a brick apartment building. Noelle shoves her way in the front door, arms laden with grocery bags. She goes up the steps into the lobby, where stacks of suitcases block her way. A vase of poinsettias on top of them.
Oh, careful, careful.
Jake.
Careful.
I'm fine.
The vase falls.
Is this your obstacle course?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm moving into 3G.
Oh, I live in 2G.
Oh, 2G. I promise not to hold it over you.
She stares at him.
Because my apartment's over.
I get it.
Hey, let me help you with those.
Oh, I can.
Really, it's the least that I can do.
Really,
here,
no. Really manage? Whoa!
They tumble to the floor together. He helps her up.
Really making a great first impression.
Not gonna forget this anytime soon. I got it.
I'm Jake, by the way.
They shake.
Noelle.
As in the first. First Noelle.
She turns away. He waves.
I'll just call you 2G.
Alex rushes in the department store doors, dusting off snow.
Oh, Noelle, I need a favor. Can you find an old employee file from the 1990s?
Oh. Well, everything back to 2000 is on the computer, but anything before that would be paper files in the basement.
I wouldn't ask if it wasn't important. It's part of a Christmas gift for my mother.
An old employee file? Wouldn't she prefer a sweater?
Well, it's about the people who used to work here when my dad ran the store. I'm getting some old photos and some funny stories, and I'm putting it all into an album for her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
The employee, it is Charlene Pennymar.
Oh, I'll see what I can find.
Thank you. It is really coming down out there. I hope you didn't have any big plans for tonight.
Oh, no, my Christmas tree came this morning, so I'm just putting on my comfy pajamas and putting up the decorations.
Good plan. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you will. Be safe out there.
I will.
She takes the card he gave her. She turns the lights on in a dark basement filled with shelves and boxes of documents. She walks through the shelves, looking around, then spots a box. She pulls it from the shelf and sets it on a desk. She opens the box and begins leafing through the folders inside. Outside the store, it's nighttime and snow falls heavily. More boxes are stacked on the desk. Noelle is still searching.
Where are you, Charlene Pennymar? Wherever you are, you're gonna stay here till tomorrow.
She walks through the dark store where only Christmas lights shine.
Hello? Hello, anybody here? Everybody.
She continues to the front door of the store. Outside, the wind whips a blizzard of snow. She struggles to open the door, which stays put. Next to a fireplace in a living room, Alex answers his phone.
Hello?
Alex. Hey, it's Noelle. The store is empty and dark, and all the doors are locked.
We shut down early because of all the snow. I sent everyone home.
Alex, I was in the basement looking for that file.
Oh, no.
Noelle, I am so sorry. I had no idea you were still down there.
Well, I mean, just tell me how I can get out because I don't have a key.
There is no way out without one.
Okay, Alex, what am I going to do?
It's okay.
I'm going to come down there, or I will send someone.
Have you even looked outside because it's snowing like crazy?
I will figure it out.
And if I can't, I will just call the fire department and we'll get them to break down the doors.
No, now that's a little extreme.
It's either that or you spend the night in there by yourself.
There are worse places to get stuck overnight.
Make yourself at home until I get there. But I will get there.
I'm not leaving you in the store overnight.
Okay. And be careful out there.
Yeah, will do.
They hang up. She smiles to herself.
Make myself at home, huh?
She tries on a scarf and costume antlers.
The ornaments with care. It's Christmas time, my dear. You can feel it in the air.
She picks up a camera and shoots photos. She looks at a price tag on a red dress.
Oh. Maybe I'll put that on my Christmas wish list.
She lounges on a sofa in a robe and Crocs, eating boxes of cookies. She looks around, eyes wide. She stands and picks up a frying pan, hiding behind a pillar. She creeps through the store and comes across a fallen display case. A woman in a red hat and sweater stands by it.
Oh no! Oh! 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 Look at the mess I've made. This is not how this was supposed to go at all.
What happened?
Well, I was looking for some shoes. They were there on the very tippy top.
So you climbed the rack?
Well, they're very important shoes. They go with my...
Wait, who are you and... How did you get in here?
I'm Charlie. And it's just, oh gosh, it's just so nice to meet you, Noelle.
How did you know my name?
Oh, I know lots of stuff about you. I've been watching you.
Noelle looks dazed.
It's okay, don't worry. They said that you'd be skeptical.
Are they doctors?
They said she'll think you're crazy.
Well, whoever they are, they were right.
Well, of course they were. They've been doing this a long time. I'm new to all of this.
New to what?
Well, I'm here to... help you, sorry to look at my notes, to help you overcome your troubles, of course.
Oh, but I'm not troubled.
Well, you must be, because, I mean, I wouldn't be here if you weren't.
It was Alex who sent you here with a key to have a little fun. Ha ha! Very funny, Alex.
No, I'm here to help.
Help with what?
You see, dear, it seems that at some point you stopped trying. You stopped pursuing the things in your life that meant something to you.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm here because something big is coming. And if you miss it this time, it could be the last time.
What is it?
That I can't tell you.
Why not?
Employee manual. That part I remember.
Well, then how are you going to help me if you can't tell me?
Well, okay, see, that's why I was climbing up the shoe shelf. Because when you were little, you used to go shoe shopping with your mother. And then you would go home and you would play dress up.
How did you know that?
And then when you put the shoes on, you would dream about all the possibilities.
She holds out pattern heels.
Put these on.
Noelle takes them.
Why?
Because, Noelle, you've lost faith. And it's like you know what's there, but it's like you don't really consider it anymore. Every pair tells a story. Don't you want to see what this one is?
Charlie smiles and rests her chin on her hand.
You know, I had a pair just like these.
No.
Noelle stares at her, then slips her shoes into the heels, black with white flowers and red and blue swirls. She stands and looks at Charlie, shrugging.
Okay, I put the shoes on.
She suddenly appears in a living room in a black turtleneck.
What just
happened? Yes! Yes, it worked!
Now we go back to Christmas past.
Hey, what? Where?
It's Christmas Eve. 3 years ago. Do you remember?
My tree. I haven't decorated my tree yet.
Oh, no. That's a different tree. This is your tree 3 years ago. Maybe this will help you remember.
Lorna.
Okay. I got wine and ice cream. I didn't know what type of breakup comfort food you need.
Lorna?
Oh, don't worry. She can't see me.
I can't believe that Matt broke up with you on Christmas Eve. Who does that?
What's his face? You called Matt what's-his-face.
That's good. Never say his name again. I like it.
Go with it. You'll remember everything.
You're better off without him.
You think so? I said you think so. I remember saying that.
What?
Nothing.
He was holding you back. You're a much better photographer without him.
Lorna points to a photo of a woman.
That picture is incredible. Where'd you take it?
Oh, at the tree lighting ceremony downtown last year. I don't even know who she is. I just thought she looked so, I don't know, hopeful.
You know what? I'm gonna call my friend that owns that gallery.
I don't need a gallery show. I need a job. I can't be Matt's assistant on photo shoots anymore.
You can go out on your own. I'll call my friend right now.
No, Lorna, please don't, not yet. You know, is the department store hiring?
There might be something in human resources, but you don't really want to do that, do you?
I mean, it would just be temporary.
Okay. As long as it's just temporary.
Noelle purses her lips.
But it wasn't temporary, was it? That was 3 years ago, and you're still there. And you never had your friend call the gallery owner. And I believe that this was the night that you put away all your camera equipment.
Okay, I don't understand. Just what's the point of all of this?
To imagine the possibility.
Okay. As long as it's just temporary.
Charlie leans into Noelle's ear.
How many times in your life do you get a do-over?
Noelle turns to Lorna.
You know what? Go ahead and call your friend, the gallery owner.
Atta girl!
Noelle shares a glance with Charlie, who smiles. They appear in another home.
Oh, sorry, dear. That jam has made me dizzy. I haven't got the hang of it yet.
Where are we?
She looks around the upscale apartment.
You're right where you should be. This is exactly where you would be today if you'd made different choices. Celebrating Christmas in your new apartment. You'd have a fabulous photography studio.
Wait, my studio?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You are one of the most sought after photographers in the whole city.
Wait.
A ring on her finger.
Is this a wedding ring?
Certainly is.
Hey, honey. I'm home.
The door starts to open. Then they're back in the department store.
That was fun! It was like a roller coaster. Oh, I miss roller coasters.
What just happened?
Siwa, I knocked over that shoe rack and you were all, who are you? And then I was like all, oh, I'm here to help.
No, I mean, how did you just... I mean, what did you... Oh, I think I'm going to freak out now.
Yeah, that's quite understandable.
They look up. Noelle holds up her finger.
Don't move.
Noelle runs to the door where red lights flash.
I'm right here.
Firefighters run to the entrance.
Okay, we'll have it open in a minute.
The firefighters open the doors.
Manager gave me the alarm code.
The firefighters jog inside toward the alarm panel. The woman punches in the code.
That's better. You all right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Noelle points.
There's a woman back there.
We'll go find her.
Yeah, she's in the shoe department. But be careful. And whatever she says, do not put the shoes on. Okay.
Noelle watches her go. Jake saunters up.
2G.
Noelle grimaces at him.
You're a fireman?
Well, I hope so, or I'd feel pretty silly in this getup.
He takes off his helmet.
Not in a joking mood.
Something happened?
Yeah, something definitely happened.
She jabs her finger toward the shoes.
There's a weird lady in the shoe department.
Okay, weird how?
Well, it's... Oh, it's kind of hard to explain.
He raises a brow.
Don't look at me like that. She's the weird one.
Got it. I'll make a note.
There's no one in the shoe department. The rest of the crew is looking around, but...
No. She's there. She had a big, red, wacky hat.
I'm sorry, but we haven't found anyone in here but you.
Noelle's jaw drops. Jake raises his brows in a hand.
Not the weird one. Got it. Two antlers.
She smiles wincingly and storms away.
You know her?
Yeah, she's my new neighbor.
Good luck with that.
The firefighters leave. Jake comes out to the front stoop where kids are throwing snowballs.
Hey, what's going on out here?
They throw at him.
Oh, now you're in trouble.
He dodges snowballs. Noelle approaches with bags. She gets hit.
Take a break for it, boys. It's too late for me.
The kids run away.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Boys will be boys, right?
How are you feeling today?
Good. Yeah, better, fine. I'm not weird.
Oh, I never said you were.
But you thought it.
You did have on reindeer antlers.
True.
But I mean, you were trapped inside a big store by yourself in the middle of a snowstorm, so that would put anybody on edge.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Hey, you're with the fire station that's doing the Christmas gala, right?
Yeah, are you coming?
Well, Fulton's is sponsoring it, so I volunteer to oversee it.
Really?
What?
Nothing.
Wow, for a guy who doesn't say a lot of things, you sure do say a lot. You know what I'm saying.
I'm just saying it's a really big deal for the fire station. It raises a lot of money for us.
Yeah, I know. That's why I am determined to make sure it's a big success. In fact, I need to call Captain Pearson right now.
She dials her phone.
Hi, Captain Pearson, Noelle Carpenter. Good, thank you. I was calling to see when you'd have time to get together for the charity gala. Oh, okay, then who will I be working with?
She frowns.
No, I think I know how to find him. Thank you.
She hangs up.
You know where to find who?
Your captain just volunteered you.
Well, I guess we're working together.
Looks like it.
They nod.
Isn't that...
weird?
She rolls her eyes.
I got the door for you.
She goes into her apartment. Lounging on the couch is Charlie, smiling slyly with her feet up.
Okay. How are you doing this? How are you just showing up whenever and wherever you want?
Well, no, I can't just, like, show up anywhere. You know, there are rules.
Well, what are they then?
Well, I'm still learning them.
Oh, great. So people can see you or can't see you?
Oh, no. That one I remember. No, people cannot see me when we take our little jaunts into your memories. See, I wasn't there, you know, when they originally happened, so I can't be seen there when you relive them. But I'm here now.
So you're like a... Because, I mean, I... Well, I can touch you.
Of course.
She pokes.
See, I'm just as here as you are.
Yeah, but apparently you don't need doors to get in and out.
Well, it's just one of the perks of the job.
Okay, I still don't understand why. You're here.
Okay. There's only 2.5 weeks till Christmas. There's a lot of work to do.
What kind of work?
First, you can start by spending as much time as possible with that handsome fireman, Jake, working on the charity gala.
How do you know of...
She gasps.
Did you have something to do with putting us together to work? Wait, is he the guy that I'm married to? Is he the Honey, I'm Home guy?
No, don't go getting ahead of yourself. No, thinking that you know before you know. No, that's a surefire way of never knowing, you know?
No. And regardless, I am not looking for a romance.
Romance? Who said anything about a romance? What you saw in that future, that was just one possibility. That you have the power to change that by what you do or what you don't do. And let's face it, you haven't done much of anything lately. So go out and live your life. Have fun. Embrace the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, but all we're doing is planning a party. It's just not all that exciting.
Noelle, we're talking about having faith here. You seem to have lost some of yours. But we're going to help you find it.
She pats Noelle's shoulder and turns to leave.
Now she uses the door.
I can do the other thing if you, I mean, if that's your favorite, I can do the...
No. Door's fine. When will I see you again?
When you need me.
Noelle scowls. Inside an ornate event hall, filled with Christmas-colored balloons.
We usually put the stage over here, dance floor in front, tables all around, and the silent auction and photo contest display can go over there.
Photo contest?
Oh, the most inspiring photo of the year. Yeah, all the photos will be displayed and then the guests can bid on them during the silent auction.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Looks like you had quite a party here last night.
Oh, it was a wonderful event.
You know what? Maybe we should use some of this.
I've been to the gala before and it's always elegant and refined, which is why Fulton's wanted to be involved.
Don't get me wrong, the gala's always nice, but maybe we could, I don't know. Make it a little less grown up.
Well, what do you want, a kid's party? Like with dancing snowmen? Oh, maybe a snowball fight.
No, but maybe we could, I don't know, just have a little more fun. Lighten it up a bit this year.
We have all sorts of whimsical decorations. We can do some festive lighting, special effects. We can even make it snow in here.
Snow, that would be fun.
Yeah, no, the family that owns the store, they don't really do whimsy. So I say that we just stick with what we know works. Simple, elegant, grown up.
Well, I will let you two figure it out, and we'll chat more at our next meeting.
Thank you. I think we should get going. I will call a cab.
Jake smiles tight-lipped.
There's no service in here.
No, I'm sure we can find a cab out front.
They go outside. Snow pelts down.
Huh. Why are there no cabs?
A large white horse-drawn carriage pulls up. It's driven by Charlie.
Whoa!
She now wears a red top hat.
Well, Merry Christmas, you folks. Need a ride?
You game?
Sure, let's do it.
Ho, 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 ho. Here we go.
Jake and Noel climb into the carriage. Charlie turns around and winks. Noel shakes her head, smiling. The horses pulled the carriage away.
Just our luck.
the dappled gray horses plod down the road.
So, with a name like Noelle, you must go all out for Christmas.
We used to, all the family holiday trimmings, but now I just go over to my dad's house. It's a pretty low-key day. You?
My brother and I and his family go over to my mom's place Christmas morning. Presents, food, and football.
In that order?
Well, it depends on who's playing. Later on in the day, we go to the fire station for a big feast with the family.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing it ever since I was a kid with my dad.
Oh, is your dad a firefighter, too?
Yes, he was the captain at our station before Pearson. He was a legend there. Yeah. We all miss him. He passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know what it's like not to have a parent around during the holidays. My mom passed away a few years ago.
That's low-key Christmas. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, too.
She nods. A bump jerks them both.
Oh! You okay?
I'm fine.
Sorry about that. It's a pothole.
Right, a pothole.
You know what? It's okay. We'll just walk.
Charlie frowns.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The ride's on me. Merry Christmas.
They get out of the carriage.
Thank you. Should we walk?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They enter the lobby of their building. They each open their mailbox.
Still don't understand why we couldn't find any cabs.
Yeah, it was a real mystery.
Listen, I was gonna go get something to eat. I was wondering if maybe you want to come with me. We can see if we have anything in common. About the gala.
Right, for the gala. Well, thanks, but I brought work home, so I'll just meet you at the hotel tomorrow, like we planned.
Okay. See you then.
He smiles and walks out. Charlie in the red top hat stands behind Noelle. She gasps.
You really need to stop doing that.
Why didn't you go with him?
What difference does it make?
I told you. I can't tell you.
I can't keep having these conversations with you. I have work to do.
Noelle marches to her door and sees a red package sitting there. She carries it inside, smiling. She opens the box in the package and smiles widely at the pair of black high-heeled boots with a gold buckle inside.
Lorna?
She tries them on. When she stands up, her whole body jerks and she appears in the department store in the boots and a short black dress. Her hair is longer. The store is bustling. Charlie appears in a red Mrs. Claus dress.
Just love the hustle and bustle of everybody doing last-minute shopping.
You. You tricked me. You ambushed me with footwear.
I'm sorry. I had to bring you back to Christmas past again.
And why are you dressed like Mrs. Claus? I thought no one could see you when we went back in time.
Well, they can't. I just couldn't resist it. That it was so cute. I've always wanted to play Mrs. Claus, and so I thought that...
Charlie. What are we doing here?
I'm sorry, I'm taking you back to a moment where you didn't fight for what you really needed and you missed a chance that could have changed everything. It was Christmas Eve, 2 years ago.
I knew these boots looked familiar. I should have known Lorna wouldn't get me the exact same pair.
They're really cute.
I know they are, aren't they? I usually wore them with a little cropped pant, but I think they look pretty with a skirt. No, that's not the point. What are we doing here?
We are talking to your father.
She holds out her hand. Noelle turns and peers, but only sees shoppers.
I was sure this was the right place. I'm so bad at directions. Do you have one of those map things on your phone thingy?
What?
Oh, there he is. Whew, relief.
Noelle looks again. Her father ambles into the store.
Oh, I remember this. I didn't know he was coming to the store.
Just go with it. We'll all come back to you.
Noelle furrows her brow.
Noelle, what are you doing here?
I work here. What are you doing here?
I forgot to buy your Aunt June a Christmas present.
Well, why didn't you call me? We could have gone to eat or something.
Well, I didn't want to bother you. Besides, we're eating tomorrow. Christmas dinner?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean... Do you need any help picking out something for Aunt June?
You're working. I'm just going to grab a scarf or something. I'll be in and out of here in 5 minutes.
Noelle smiles and nods.
So, see you tomorrow, okay, sweetheart?
He kisses her cheek and walks away. Noelle frowns.
You should have gone with him.
Well, he didn't want my help.
Well, you should have insisted. I mean, you missed a chance to have a better relationship with your father.
By helping him shop?
Well, how many real conversations have you had with him since your mother passed away? Or are you both just not wanting to bother each other?
Our relationship is fine.
Noelle, he's your father. Things should be better than just fine. It's not too late. I can still catch him.
Noelle looks at her father, who talks to a shop clerk on the other side of the store.
No. This is just, it's all silly.
She takes off the boots in her present-day house. The fire station. The woman picks up a clawed tool.
There's a crack in this Halligan. We need to replace it. Hello? Halligan?
Right, yeah, got it.
Where'd you go?
Okay, the gala is 2 weeks away, and so far, Noelle has vetoed every single suggestion I've made.
Uh-huh. Like what?
I want to be more lighthearted this year. You know, fun food, decorations, big candy canes, giant snowmen, that sort of thing.
So why don't we get the giant candy canes for the station party?
Don't encourage him. Are you going to ask her to our station party the night before the gala?
Why would I? It's for the crew.
But you can bring a date.
Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in dating her. Besides, she wouldn't come anyway.
Well, you never know until you ask.
I don't think it's a good idea.
What do you want? A sign?
Yeah, a sign would be nice. Come on, get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Retail therapy in our own store?
It's convenient. And besides, maybe you might find something inspiring here. Hint, hint.
Lorna, I am not entering that photo contest. I mean, I don't have time. Not when I'm planning a charity gala with someone like Jake. He wants a big snowman and giant fuzzy reindeer.
He wants what?
Mrs. Fulton, Alex, hello.
Noelle, you know Fulton's doesn't do that sort of event.
Yes. Our family has never been a big fan of, what do you call it?
I think it sounds fun.
Right, that's it. Fun. Not a fan.
I promise it will be an appropriate, tasteful event.
Good. If you have any problems with the liaison at the station, just let me know. All I have to do is make a call and they'll assign someone else.
I have everything under control.
Good. Alex.
Yes.
Alex glares at Noelle.
What are you doing?
Up here is where we keep all of our decorations and lighting and special effects equipment. If you see something you like, you just put a sticker on it and we will hold it for you. Now, you take your time and I will be back.
Thank you.
Jake and Noelle go into event decor storage.
Okay, I want all of this.
Jake, I am so sorry, but Fulton's is...
Traditional and classy.
Is there something wrong with that?
No, but I think we can have some fun with it.
Is that the only thing that's important to you, just having fun?
No. You may be okay with not having fun, but I am not.
Well, I have fun.
A gold pole.
You are the quietest neighbor I have ever had. Do you ever even play music, sing in the shower, yell at the TV? You really need to learn to live a little.
Oh, just because I don't sing in the shower or want inflatable reindeer at a tasteful Christmas gala doesn't mean I don't live my life.
When was the last time you took a risk?
I put on shoes.
He squints.
Never mind. Not all of us can run into burning buildings.
That's not risky. Okay, it's risky, but we have training and safety gear. We never go in without a plan.
Well, then what do you consider risky?
Well, I'm being considered for a big promotion of the fire department. taking it would be a risk.
Why?
Because I'd be stepping on my father's shadow, asking people to take me seriously.
So which is it then? You want to be taken seriously or you want to have fun?
Can't we have both?
She wrinkles her nose.
Hey, wonder what that does.
Oh, it says trained personnel only.
I'm trained.
Oh, yeah? That's a big red switch is in firefighting?
Come on, you know you want to do it.
What? No, Jake.
Noelle, live a little.
She flips the big red switch. The whole room lights up with Christmas lights and snow falls from the ceiling. Her mouth drops open. They smile at each other. The event planner leads them out.
Did you find anything you liked?
Yeah, we're gonna go with the lights and the snow machine, right?
Yeah, if we stay away from the big fuzzy reindeer, I think we can make that work.
Aren't you glad you flipped that switch?
You know, I am. What switch?
Charlie, now in a red baseball cap, peeks out from behind a lamp and smiles. In her apartment, Noelle picks up the black boots.
Move a little.
She sits and puts them on her feet. She stands up and frowns. She stamps her feet. She's back in the department store in a black dress with long hair. She looks around.
Dad, wait up!
Noelle and her dad sit in a restaurant.
You really didn't need to take all this time.
No, it's okay, Dad. I wanted to. I mean, why don't we spend more time together?
Your mother was always the talk in the family, you know that. When she passed, I guess you and I just haven't figured out how to fill in all the places she used to be. You really think your Aunt June will like that?
Oh, it's her favorite perfume. She wears it on special occasions.
How do you know that? She lives on the other side of the country.
Because Mom bought it for her every year.
Yes, your mother was always much better at things like Christmas presents than I ever was.
Oh. Do you remember that one year that Mom was busy putting together the Christmas pageant and delegated the gift buying to you?
Now, I still say that a savings bond is a very practical present.
I was 7.
She smiles warmly at him.
We should do this more often.
Yeah, I agree.
Short-haired Noelle takes photos.
Just give me look up here.
Man in Santa hat.
There we go. Those are great.
Okay.
He stands and takes off the hat.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Noel's dad.
Hey there, Will.
The chic apartment.
Wait, what just happened? You and your father, you start opening up to each other, talking, sharing. He encouraged you to go back into photography and... But that's not really the point.
It's not?
No. Your father and your friends, you have good relationships. You tend to keep everybody at a distance.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Do not.
You too?
Do not.
Noelle folds her arms.
Noelle, have you told anyone about what's his face getting engaged?
Noelle winces.
Have you told anyone about how that makes you feel?
She looks away.
You know, that simple act of having cocoa with your father on Christmas Eve and really connecting with him again opened you up to your family and your friends and love. This is where you would be today if you had made that choice.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Present day.
No! No! Who is coming to the door? Charlie!
She sits heavily and yanks off the boots. She picks up her phone and dials.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
What's wrong?
No, nothing. nothing's wrong. I promise.
I was wondering, do you want to go have some hot cocoa?
He looks up and blinks.
Sure, sweetheart. I'd love to.
He smiles.
Okay.
Event planner.
I hope you came hungry because our chef has some yummy things for you to taste. The chef will be out in a minute, so I will leave you to it.
Okay.
Charlie and Jake gaze around the event hall.
So, are you bringing anyone to the gala?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I am. My dad. We thought we should try to switch it up a little this Christmas.
Oh, that's great. It's probably easier than bringing your boyfriend.
Oh, I'm not seeing anyone.
Oh.
And what about you? Are you bringing anyone to the gala?
No. But, maybe.
They smile slightly at each other.
I wonder what's taking that chef so long.
Yeah, should we go find out?
Yeah.
They follow the woman's path to the kitchen.
Hi, we're supposed to be getting a tasting menu for an event we're doing.
Wonderful! I've got something very special planned.
Charlie.
Special? Really?
Very special. We're gonna make Christmas cookies!
We are?
Oh, yes. They taste much better when you make them yourself. With love!
What about the tasting? We have to finalize a menu.
But don't get to that. First things first.
Hmm. Well, sounds fun. Hey, you look familiar. Have we met before?
No, I don't think so. No. Well, let's get started.
Well, I'm game if you are.
Sure, of course.
Grab your aprons. We've got work to do. Bon appetit.
Jake hands Noelle an apron. He and Noelle don them. They spread icing on gingerbread trees.
I feel like doing HR at a department store.
Oh, well, I like it. I really get to know the employees, so we're a close-knit bunch. Like a big family, a close, happy family.
How'd you get into it?
My friend Lorna helped me get the job. She does all the in-store displays. She did the Christmas shoe tree one this year.
Shoes. I don't get shoes.
What do you mean you don't get shoes?
Well, like, you know, the fascination with them. Aren't they just things to keep your feet warm?
No, a great pair of shoes can change your life.
Change your life? Come on. Really?
Well, every pair of shoes has a story. Every pair creates a memory. And sometimes all you have to do is put them on and then you remember where you were and what you were doing in them. And then you think about what might happen the next time you do. You think about...
She glances back at Charlie.
The possibilities.
You know what? I still just think they're things to keep your feet warm.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Come on. Oh! Oh!
They dab icing on each other's faces.
I know.
Nighttime. Noelle and Jake at the fire station.
Well, thanks for walking me back to work.
Oh, no problem. It's on the way home. And it gave us a chance to argue about dressing the band up like Santa and his elves.
That is a sentence I bet you thought you'd never hear yourself say.
That's been happening a lot.
Listen, the station is having its Christmas party next week, night before the gala.
You mentioned that.
And I was wondering if you'd like to come.
Behind Jake, Charlie gives a thumbs up.
I would love to come to the party.
Great. Great. I need to get back inside. We drew straws to see who'd have to set up the Christmas tree.
Oh, you lost.
No, I won. Everyone else has to do equipment checks.
Oh. Well, if you need any help.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great.
They go inside.
Hey, guys, there's someone I want you to meet.
Decorating the station.
Is it fair that he got a civilian to help him with the tree this year?
Yeah, I did it all by myself last year.
Yeah. Hey, don't you guys have hoses to check?
Noel lifts a fire engine ornament.
Oh, I'm sensing a theme.
Yeah, that was a present for my brother. I got him a stethoscope ornament. Doctor.
Wow, firefighters and a doctor. Heroic family.
Yeah, it's a family business. We all have capes.
You always wanted to be a firefighter?
Yeah, and as a kid, I used to come here and play on the trucks. I even had my own helmet with my name on it.
Oh, that's sweet.
So what about you? What's your big dream job?
I wanted to be a photographer, but I was for a while.
Why'd you give it up?
Big dreams are elusive. And your new job? Oh, what was it? The deputy chief? Is that your big dream now?
It is. I think it is. But I have to admit, I can't imagine leaving this place.
Yeah, well, these people are your family.
He presses his lips together.
But it's Christmas time, and that is when elusive big dreams come true.
He smiles.
I have an idea. Just give me a second.
He goes to a desk and picks up a camera. He hands it to Noel.
I borrowed this from one of the guys. I thought it'd be nice to get some pictures around the Christmas tree.
I can do that.
Thank you. Hey, guys, gather around. We can do a family portrait in front of the tree. Put down the hoses. Come on.
She snaps their photos.
Santa.
He passes out presents.
Yay! So thoughtful.
A Dalmatian dog.
Hey, everyone, squeeze in. Really tight.
They pose as a group, smiling.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Lorna.
What are you looking at?
Oh, I took some pictures last night at the fire station when they were decorating the tree.
You took pictures? Does this mean that you're entering the contest?
I don't think so.
I'll take that as progress. Is this because of a handsome firefighter?
Not entirely.
Then what?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something, but all I ask is that you get me a great pair of shoes to go with my straitjacket.
And all this started with shoes?
The irony, huh?
It's quite a story. You think she's, what, your guardian angel?
Do you believe me?
I've known you a long time. You are the most reasonable, down-to-earth person I've ever met.
You make me sound boring.
Well...
Hey!
No, look, in this case, it's a good thing. You're not the kind of person that would make up something like this.
Well, thank you. The question now is, what am I gonna do about it?
Well... If it were me, I'd demand answers. Why is she here? Is Jake the mystery husband walking into the apartment? And what about the other guy at the photo shoot, Will?
What if she doesn't tell me?
Then you know what you have to do.
Lorna hugs Noel and walks away. In the basement, Noel searches through more boxes of files. Charlie appears.
You didn't jump. You're getting used to me.
Actually, I'm glad to see you. We need to talk.
Of course. But first, another trip down memory lane.
She holds pink heels.
No, not until I get some answers.
Oh, Noel, what happened to having faith? Believing?
No, I believe. I mean, I think I do. That's not the point. Before taking any more leaps of faith, I need to make sure the ground is going to be there when I land.
But that's not a leap of faith now, is it? At all? I mean, I know I'm new to all this, but I mean, I think things have been going pretty well so far, huh? Don't you?
Well, I don't know how it's going. I just think that it's time.
Noel,
that
we were looking for you. Who are you talking to?
It was Mrs. Fulton. That is a beautiful necklace you have on.
Thank you. I just spoke with Evelyn Moore at the hotel. She mentioned something about using a snow machine for the gala.
Oh, well, that was just an option. Jake,
as I suspected. This is the same man who wanted the snowmen and reindeer, yes?
Yes, but we aren't doing that.
Still, it's obvious he doesn't share our vision of what a gala should be.
Yes, but it is for the fire station.
But we are paying for it, and it must fit with our brand, right, Alex?
Right, yes. We think it's time we made some changes.
Oh. Are you taking me off the project?
No.
We're taking this Jake person off the project.
Oh, please don't do that.
The decision has been made, Noelle.
No, wait. Let me tell him. I'll ask him to step aside. It'll be better for everyone that way.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
Noelle's face falls. She looks up and sees Charlie.
Still think things are going pretty well?
Charlie frowns. Jake works in the fire station. Noelle enters with a cookie tin.
Yeah, he's right over there. Thanks.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I brought you some cookies.
Really? Thank you. That's really nice.
And I wanted to talk to you.
About what?
The gala.
Good. I actually wanted to talk to you, too. I just wanted to say thank you.
For what?
Well, working on this has been a big responsibility, but you've let me put my own mark on it. And I feel if I can do that with this, I can do that with my new job. What I'm really trying to say is I'm having a really good time working with you.
She smiles.
Me too.
Good. I'm sorry. What was it that you wanted to say?
Enjoy the cookies.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
She walks away, scrunching her face. Charlie walks beside her in the red beret.
Oh, these cookies are delicious!
What? Those were supposed to be to soften the blow when I told Jake that he couldn't work on the gala, but I could...
Oh, Noelle, I'm sorry. I'll just put it... Look, I know that things have kind of hit a snag with you and Jake, but it's all gonna be all right, you know? Just have
faith. I know, but... I need some answers first.
Charlie clasps her hands.
Okay.
So does everyone have someone like you watching over them?
Oh, yes. They're always there working in the background in ways you don't notice. And we're sort of like Santa's elves, you know. Taller.
But not everyone shows up in the shoe department at Bolton's.
Oh, no. That's for very special cases.
I'm a special case?
Very.
Why?
Well, now, don't quote me, remember, I'm just a rookie at all this, but in some instances, there are people who stray off the paths they're supposed to be on.
So it's like fate?
Oh, no. We still have choices, you know, and as you've seen, there are different possible outcomes. In fact, I probably shouldn't tell you this. There's a certain combination of decisions that would have made you the owner of a very successful chain of hot dog stands.
Really?
Charlie nods.
Yeah. I mean, for people to get everything that they really need in life, there are certain paths that we need to nudge them back onto sometimes. And sometimes it's more than just a nudge. Sometimes it's more like a shove, you know? And, you know, especially people who are starting to doubt that their prayers are worth being heard.
I'm that far off my path?
I mean, you're not hot dog stand off, but pretty far off. It's starting to have a greater effect than you could
possibly. On what?
No, well, what we do or don't do in life makes a difference in the world around us. We have to decide what difference it is we want to make in the world.
Noelle clamps her lips shut and turns away. They both sit on a bench.
Okay, I mean, I know that you're new to this, but, I mean, did I have someone like you before?
Yes, you did. They send us where we're most needed.
And they tried to nudge me?
Oh, many times.
Well, they should have nudged harder.
Oh, that reminds me of a story. There was a great Christmas Eve blizzard, and a man was trapped in the rising snow, and he prayed to God to save him. Soon along came a sleigh driven by a jolly fellow who offered the man a ride to safety. But the man declined, saying that he had faith that God would save him. A little while later, the driver of the sleigh came back, offered the man again, but the man refused. The sleigh came back a third time. Now, The man was trapped in the snow up to his chin, but he still refused to get on board, insisting that God would save him. And do you know what happened?
God saved him?
Oh, no, no. Sadly, he passed.
Okay, that is a terrible story.
Well, I'm not done yet. So, the man is welcomed into heaven by God. And he says to God, God, I had faith in you. Why didn't you save me? And God said, what are you talking about? I sent the sleigh 3 times. See, the point is, Noelle, the sleighs have been coming, but you just have not been willing to climb aboard.
Noelle frowns. Charlie holds up the fuchsia strap heels again. Noelle slowly takes them.
Where are we going this time?
Christmas Eve, 1 year ago.
Noelle unzips her boots.
Oh, I remember these.
She slips her feet into the pink heels.
I wore them to the Christmas party I had.
Do you remember what happened next?
I don't. I'm not sure.
Noelle?
Lorna.
I know you like to wait till Christmas morning to open gifts, but open this one now.
Okay, thank you.
Noelle opens a bag containing a thick camera lens.
The guy at the camera shop said it's the best one.
Lorna.
I know, you don't take pictures anymore, but there's this annual competition, the most inspiring photo of the year. You need to enter it.
Noelle smiles. Still in the past, the party now over.
Do you remember what you did with the lens after everyone had gone?
She puts it in a container and closes it. Charlie frowns.
Let me guess. The lens was a sleigh.
That is one way of putting it.
Okay, I get it. I passed up the chance to be a photographer multiple times, but we already went over the career stuff.
This isn't about your career. This is about love.
Love?
Just say yes.
Noelle looks down at the container and touches the lid. Suddenly, she's taking photos, her smiling father behind her.
All right. Just give me a look up here. All right. Okay. Last one. Yeah. There we go. Those are great.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Man in Santa hat.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Noelle's dad.
Hey there. Well, you know, your daughter is quite the photographer.
Yes, she is.
I have to admit, I am not used to getting my picture taken, especially not with the Santa cap on. But Noelle here, she's making it pretty easy on me.
Well, that's why everybody likes to work with her. Although, I think sometimes she works a little too much. She needs to save time for some kind of fun. Maybe go on a date.
That's it. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be. My dad used to try and set me up on dates all the time, too.
No.
So is he correct? Do you really not have time to date?
Oh, no, I do have time. I just haven't been asked out by the right guy, I guess.
But if the right guy did come along and ask you out, what would you say?
I'd say yes.
Framed photos of her, Will, a smiling little blonde girl. Noelle picks one up and gapes at it, her in a wedding dress with Will in a suit. He comes in the door.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
She stares open-mouthed at him. She returns to the bench in present day with Charlie.
Will? I'm married to Will? Why isn't it Jake? I mean, why are you pushing me towards Jake if he's not the one I'm supposed to end up with?
What I am pushing you toward is taking chances, embracing joy, opening up to love. If you're willing to take that leap of faith with your heart, and the details aren't important, your true love is out there. And he's waiting for you.
Charlie stands and leaves.
But it's not Jake.
Noelle frowns on the bench. Noelle and Jake in her apartment.
I didn't think that people still borrowed sugar from their neighbors.
Yeah, well, your Christmas cookies inspired me, so I'm making some for the station. Your place is great.
He looks at her laptop.
Hey, are these the pictures you've been taking?
Yeah.
May I have a look?
Of course, yes.
He taps through photos from the firehouse.
These are incredible.
Oh, thank you. I'm a little bit rusty.
Well, if this is you rusty, I can't wait to see what you're like when you're running at full speed.
She points to photos on her wall.
Those are back when I was doing it professionally.
Wow. You are really talented.
Thank you.
Photo of woman.
I especially like that one. You should enter that in the photo contest.
Oh, yeah, I would, but I didn't even get her name. It was a spur of the moment picture.
Well, you have lots of other really good candidates here. You can submit more than one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you should do it. Hey, would you mind making some prints of the photos you took at the fire station?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow morning and then give them to you at the party.
So you're still planning on coming?
Of course. I have to work, but I will be there.
Great. Well, I will, I'll see you there.
Okay. Oh, don't forget your sugar.
Oh, sugar. Thank you.
Sugar.
Good night.
He takes the jar of sugar and leaves. Noelle bites her lip. Lorna looks at photos in the store.
These are amazing. You're going to win the contest. And Jake is going to love these.
I hope so. Even if he isn't the guy I'm supposed to end up with.
You never know until you try. And if he isn't, maybe the Honey I'm Home guy will be at the party. Maybe that's why Charlie encouraged you to get close to Jake.
Maybe. Oh, that's my dad. Hey, Dad, what's wrong?
Get where that bothers you now.
Good.
But actually, there is something wrong.
Your Aunt June slipped on some ice and broke her leg. I might have to fly out there.
Oh, no. When?
Tomorrow.
You're going to miss the gala.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Yeah, I was just really looking forward to going with you.
I know, but your Aunt June doesn't have any other family.
Noelle sees Jake come into the store, then Alex and Mrs. Fulton come from the other direction.
Dad, I have to go. I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart.
She rushes to Jake.
Hey.
Hey.
I was in the neighborhood, thought I'd pick up the prints.
Yeah, here they are.
Oh, good.
I'll see you tonight.
Noelle, hold up a minute. Hi, sorry to interrupt. We just want to add some people to the guest list for the gala tomorrow night.
Oh, great, the more the merrier.
Hello. Helen Fulton.
Alex Fulton.
Ah, you're the family that owns the store. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Jake Marsden. I'm at the fire station. Thank you for everything you've done for us.
Oh, yes. I hope you understand about the change we had to make.
Don't you have to get things ready for tonight's party?
It was nothing personal. I just felt it was better to have someone else working on the gala with Noelle.
I don't understand.
Mrs. Fulton, I will follow up with the names on that guest list.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you.
Alex starts to say something, then waves and walks after Mrs. Fulton. Jake blinks.
What is she talking about?
She heard about the things you wanted to do at the gala, and she didn't want you working on it. And I was supposed to tell you.
Okay, so everything I thought I was adding to the gala, the snow machine, the colored lights, everything we talked about, we're not doing any of it?
Jake, I am sorry, but Mrs. Fulton is very particular.
Which is fine. I mean, they're paying for it. Should be what they want. I don't understand why you didn't tell me.
Well, I didn't want you to feel like
I wasn't being taken seriously.
He leaves.
Jake, I...
She grimaces and walks back through the store. Charlie appears.
Aren't you getting ready for the party at the fire station tonight?
Party? I thought you were watching everything. Didn't you see what just happened with Jake?
Oh, Jake will be fine. No, but you have to go to the party. It's very important.
I don't even know if he wants me there. And even if he did, I don't think I could face him.
Trust me. Things have a way of working themselves out.
Do they? Because I finally started believing. In Jake. And my photography and my dad.
Really? That's wonderful.
And for what? Jake may not even be the one for me. I can't go to that party. And the gala was almost ruined. And my dad might even miss Christmas with me. I just thought that this was going to be such a good holiday this year.
It can. You just have to have faith.
Oh, I wish you would stop saying that. Look, Charlie, I am having a hard time believing that anyone is sending any slaves for me.
I am here for you.
Well, then do something, please. Just work your magic or your miracles.
Noelle, taking leaps of faith means accepting that you don't always land exactly where you want to, but believing that you are still better than where you were.
But I was fine before you showed up. Now, it might not have been the dream job and perfect life, but I was content. I was comfortable.
Well, Noelle, maybe God doesn't want us to just be comfortable. Maybe we shouldn't just settle for being content. Nothing worth having comes without risk.
Yeah, but every time I risk, I just wind up disappointed. And I am so tired of being disappointed. I just wish you never even...
She turns away, tears in her eyes. She turns back. Charlie is gone.
I didn't mean... I'm sorry, Charlie. Charlie.
She looks around, frowning. In the fire station, Jake sits on the back of an engine surrounded by Christmas balloons and decorations. People mill around chatting and sipping drinks. Noelle sits morosely in her living room alone.
You haven't seen Charlie since?
Organizing jewelry.
I tried apologizing to thin air, I guess. I don't know if she heard me.
I'm sure she did. And what about Jake?
Called him, got his voicemail. I didn't know what to say.
Well, look at the bright side. The gala's in a few hours, and that is going to be great.
Maybe I shouldn't go.
You have to go. You're the one who put it all together.
I don't know. I'll think about it. You know, I'm going to take one last shot looking for that personnel file Alex wanted. I'll call you later.
Nighttime. Noelle hauls another box of files from the shelves.
Yes! Finally!
She pulls out a file.
Oh, Alex, I finally found that file. Charlene Pennymar.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. This will be such a nice addition to my mother's gift.
I'm sure she'll love it.
I usually get her jewelry or a sweater, but this might be a little outside of her comfort zone.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Oh, good, there's even a picture.
Oh, may I see it?
Sure.
Noelle's smile falls.
She's the woman from the photo I took. Charlie did send me another sleigh. Hello, Charlene Pennymar.
Well, I better go pick up my mom and get to the gala. Are you sure you don't want to join us? Really, it's no trouble. We even have a dress for you.
The red dress in the store.
Oh, it's perfect. Thank you. You know, it's just missing one little thing.
The gala. People in gowns and suits mingle among illuminated Christmas trees. Jake and his co-workers stand at the buffet table.
This place looks great.
Oh, yeah. It turned out.
Aw. Still bummed about this thing with Noelle.
I am. Oh, I forgot to tell you. They officially offered me the deputy chief job.
That's great news, Jake. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
Are you happy for you?
Shakes his head.
I'm not sure if I'm really ready to sit behind a desk. I love being a firefighter. The excitement, the camaraderie, the family. Being part of my dad's legacy. I'm gonna miss that.
Then maybe this new job isn't what you really want.
Well, it's Christmas. Maybe I should ask Santa for what I really need.
And maybe you'll get that sign you've been looking for.
Yeah. Keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
Shall we dance?
Yes.
She goes to dance with another man. Jake waves them off and turns to the cookies. He walks by a table with sign, most inspiring photo contest. He stops and stares at Notel's photo of the woman, her face glowing softly next to a tree. Then, a black and white photo of Jake, grinning and hanging Christmas ornaments in the station. Jake looks up and sees more firemen enter the gala. People dance on the dance floor. Noelle enters the gala in the long red gown, the gold cross necklace around her neck. Lorna runs up to her.
You came! You look stunning! And the dress!
Oh, it was a gift from Alex.
I'll see you in a bit.
Dad.
You do look beautiful.
Dad!
She hugs him and he kisses her on the cheek. He sees the necklace.
You wore it.
She smiles.
You're right. You and I are all we have left.
What about Aunt June?
Well, turns out the break wasn't so bad, so she's going to come out here and spend Christmas with us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
They hug again. Noelle looks into the gala.
Oh, there are some people that I need to talk to, so go ahead and grab a glass of champagne and I'll catch up with you.
Okay, sweetheart.
Mrs. Fulton, Alex?
Noelle, you have done wonderful work with the gala.
It's perfect.
Oh, good. I am so glad you're both happy.
I was thinking, though, perhaps your firefighter friend was right. Maybe we could stand to have a little more fun with things.
Really?
Really?
Well, no matter how things are supposed to be, we could always choose to make them different.
Yes, we can. I am so grateful for both of you, and I have enjoyed my time at Fulton so much. But it's time that I go out on my own. So I will be leaving to start my own photography business.
Noelle, that's great. But we'll miss you.
Well, we certainly will. But I was looking at your entries tonight in the photo contest. They are top-notch. Fulton's would be honored to be your first client. Wouldn't we, Alex?
We definitely would.
You can bring that fun, creative spirit to our spring advertising campaign.
Oh, wow, that is so very generous, and I would love to. Thank you.
She hugs them.
Now you go and enjoy this wonderful party you planned.
I will.
She sees Charlie, a red poinsettia in her hair. Charlie looks down at the photos on display. Noelle approaches.
I'm so sorry about what I said. I should have never doubted you.
Oh, don't be silly. How can you have faith if you have nothing to doubt?
I'm just so happy you got two of your photos in the contest.
Oh, no, I just submitted the one.
Well, I guess things have way of working themselves out, I told you.
Noelle sees the two photos.
So what you're trying to say is, if God sends me a sleigh, I should get on it.
Mm-hmm. And I know you will.
Oh, I have something for you.
Here we go.
Okay, now, don't open it yet. You'll know when the right moment comes along.
Thank you.
It's been lovely getting to know you.
You too. So is this goodbye? Will I see you again?
If you need me.
Noelle and Charlie smile at each other. Noelle turns to the sound of applause. When she turns back, Charlie is gone. She smiles to herself. She walks up to Jake, still holding Charlie's gift.
Jake, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry, too, about the party and the job.
Oh, the job. Did you get it?
I did. And I turned it down.
Really? Why?
Because of you.
Me? What did I do?
It was your picture of me and my dad.
A framed picture of a man in uniform behind Jake in the photo.
So what are you going to do instead?
Well, I talked to the captain of our station. He wants to retire next year, and he thinks that I would be a good replacement.
Oh, Well, I think your dad would be very proud of you.
Thank you.
They look up. Jake holds out a hand.
Would you like to dance?
You know what? Who cares who the Honey I'm Home guy is?
What?
Never mind. I would love to dance.
She takes his hand and they parade to the dance floor. She trips.
Oh!
Oh!
She holds up a broken shoe.
These were brand new.
So much for our dance.
Wait here.
She hobbles back to Charlie's gift and opens it. Inside, a pair of blue fishnet patterned heels with jeweled buckles. She puts them on. She appears in the past talking to Will.
Well, if the right guy did come along and ask you out, what would you say?
I'd say yes.
Well, great. Because there's someone I'd like you to meet.
She looks at the framed photos. Will pokes his head in the door.
Hey, honey. I'm home.
Jake follows.
A joke never gets old with you, does it?
You know, I was the one that asked her about dating.
So you could introduce her to me.
Yeah, well, I still met her first. And she did say that I was more handsome than you. Noelle, tell him.
Noelle, ignore him.
You see? You see that? My little brother gets promoted to captain of the station, and now he thinks he can boss everyone around.
Well, rank has his privileges. Come on, we gotta get started on dinner. Lots of people coming over.
Noelle picks up a wedding photo of her and Jake. She smiles.
Noelle? Everything all right?
She returns to the gala.
Noelle, is everything all right?
What's your brother's name, the doctor?
It's Will. Why?
No reason. I would love to dance.
She takes his hand and they return to the dance floor. He spins her and takes her hand and they sway back and forth, gazing at each other. Charlie watches from the distance. She fixes her big flowered red hat firmly on her head and snow begins falling inside. Everyone looks up, grinning.
What's going on?
Charlie smiles.
Oh, just living a little.
Merry Christmas, Noelle.
Merry Christmas, Jake.
They kiss sweetly. Charlie turns and dances out of the gala.